A state judge will decide this week on the Fairbanks Borough's petition to dismiss its challenge to the proposed new state voter district map. The Borough Assembly voted to drop the suit in an executive session earlier this month, citing concerns about mounting legal costs. If approved by the court, the decision would leave two Fairbanks area residents who have also filed suit alone to challenge the state redistricting board. The suits were combined and set for trial in January. During Thursday's regular meeting, the Assembly heard substantial public backlash about its move to drop out. One of the two local men suing, George Riley, told the Assembly that a recent ruling by the judge in the case supports claims that a proposed district that would lump portions of Fairbanks in with Western Alaska villages violates a state constitutional requirement that voter districts be compact and socioeconomically similar. Riley told the Assembly the judge's decision also reduces legal costs for complainants.
As the judge points out, we will not be burdened with the costs of having to hire an expert in regards to socioeconomic integration. This stands. He speaks to it right here. So given all of that information, you all may want to take the opportunity to have an executive session in which you could reconsider this matter.
Riley's attorney, Mike Wallery, has indicated he will formally challenge the Fairbanks Borough's decision to dismiss its claim. Another person who testified at the Assembly meeting, Bruce Jameson of Esther, said any additional legal costs would be well worth it, given what's at stake if Fairbanks' clout is undercut in the state legislature.
It seems to me that if you're looking at spending even another $50,000 or $100,000 to essentially save probably millions of dollars each year for the next 10 years for the community's interests, that's an easy decision.
Another testifier, Ian Olson, questioned the Assembly's move to back out of the suit in an executive session.
This course of action taken may have been legal. It may have followed standard procedures, but the course of action was wrong. It misled the public and cut the public out of the process. How is that being responsible to the people you are elected to represent? Where is the transparency?
The Assembly did not respond to public comments critical of its decision to request its redistricting suit be dismissed. A judge is scheduled to rule Wednesday on whether to accept the Fairbanks Borough's request.